USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of Congress are sharing their concerns about the Iranian attack on a major Saudi crude oil plant. Speaking at the Capitol, Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, discusses how the U.S. should respond.
We will certainly support Saudi Arabia and their efforts, but it is my view it should not be a kinetic military action on our part. This is up to Saudi Arabia.
President Trump has announced that Robert O'Brien will be the new National Security Advisor, replacing John Bolton. O'Brien, with President Trump at his side in California, talking with reporters about how he feels about his new role.
It's a privilege to serve with the president, and we look forward to another year and a half of peace through strength. We've had tremendous foreign policy successes under President Trump's leadership. I expect those to continue.
O'Brien will be President Trump's fourth national security advisor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On Capitol Hill, senators are looking into mass violence, extremism, and social media.
No matter how great the benefits to society these platforms provide, it is important to consider how they can be used for evil at home and abroad.
That's Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker, who also notes that extremists can become radicalized on the Internet. Representatives from Facebook, Twitter, and Google are at the hearing. A wealthy Democratic donor is charged with running a drug house. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A prominent Democratic political activist and donor under arrest after a man overdosed on methamphetamine inside Ed Buck's West Hollywood home. And it's not the first time it's happened, as over the past 2 years, two other men suffered meth overdoses at Buck's address, and they too passed away.
Buck is being held on $4 million bail after being arrested and is set to be arraigned in a court in Los Angeles on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A government agency is clearing the way for farmers to grow hemp without legal problems. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The USDA has completed a long-awaited draft of federal regulations for the cultivation of hemp and submitted them for approval. The new regulations are expected to clarify changes passed in December 2018 in the U.S. Farm Bill. The new rules are expected to provide clarity on the legal definition of hemp, which is a cousin to marijuana. It's also expected to designate hemp as a commodity crop and allow for tribal councils and U.S. territories to participate in the growing program. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Roughly a week after he returned to Jeopardy, host Alex Trebek revealed that he's undergoing another round of chemotherapy to treat stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds us on Fox News.
He announced early in March that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. It kind of holds a dismal prognosis, but these days treating cancer is almost like treating diabetes. You can be treated for years. So it sounds like he underwent chemotherapy, everything was looking good, he was just started on immunotherapy, and he mentioned his numbers shot up, probably CA19-9, which is just a serum marker. So they decided to put him back on what we call maintenance therapy, meaning chemotherapy. When it's stage 4 cancer, you go on maintenance chemotherapy to help with any pain and prolong life. The goal at this point isn't really to cure someone, but just to continue to prolong his life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.